Hello Bosses, Emily here, and I'm popping in today for a little extra chat about some fun things that we have going on here at Being Boss. When Kathleen and I started this podcast back in 2015, we were just two ladies sitting at our computers, sharing business bestie conversations hundreds of miles apart, marveling at the wonders of the internet, because it kept us connected and it gave us a way to make money doing what we loved. The podcast was just a passion project. We wanted to create something together. And we were surprised when our little project soon blossomed into not only a business that required its own bank account, team members, and operating agreements, but a community, a vast group of creatives, business owners, and entrepreneurs. Kathleen and I found each other because we felt alone in our path. Our conversations helped us feel that we weren't in it by ourselves, but that we were instead in it together. And these conversations pulled you in as well, helping you see that you're not in it alone either. That's when we felt the magic of Being Boss blossoming. You started listening in, sending us emails, and soon asking us to give you a place to connect to each other. And we did. We opened a Facebook group with the only intention being to give you all a place to connect. And it got real big. A little over 2 years into it, and that group had over 25,000 members. It was a beast. And we contemplated shutting it down for almost a year before we finally pulled the plug. We shut it down for a lot of really good reasons. Reasons that we did explain in a minisode called Why We Closed Our Facebook Group. But it came down to Facebook not being a place that we felt inspired you to do the work. If anything, we found it to be too much of a distraction, which is the exact opposite of what we wanted it to be for you and your business, so we closed it. We can't preach, do the work, be boss, and expect you to be hanging out on Facebook. And even though shutting down a 25,000 member group sounds like social suicide to a lot of folks, you can trust we've had no regrets, because that's not where our community belonged. Since then, we've tried a couple of different things. We tried putting you bosses on Slack. That didn't work out too great. Then we opened the Being Boss Clubhouse, a high-touch and tight-knit coaching and community offering that we loved hosting for over a year. But none of those felt quite right, so we continued listening, talking to our boss friends, and testing and changing along the way. Because even though Being Boss started as a podcast, it has grown to be the community of all of you. I often feel that our mission evolved from just making a podcast for fun to being responsible for creating content to support bosses, as well as making space for you to connect, for you to find the help you need, and to grow. I want to create for you what Kathleen and I created for ourselves all those years ago, and we've done that well. That Facebook group grew to that size because there were some nuggets of awesomeness in it. Our boss vacations are pure magic for those who show up and are open to experiencing a new place with a group of boss pals. And my masterminds and retreats continue to show me that getting bosses together is when some real magic happens. And not to get too big here, but you bosses are the new generation of businesses, of the economy. You define what we value in the world, and we support that. And I want to give you a place to connect with each other. We said it in our first intro many years ago, and it continues to ring more and more true. Being boss is being in it together. So it's been all of that that I've kept in mind as I've navigated these next couple of steps here at Being Boss, which leads me to what we're up to. First, you have maybe been hearing about the big event that we're hosting in 2020. And if not, here you go. We're hosting a Being Boss conference. I've been wanting to host a Being Boss conference for years, and I'm so excited to finally be bringing it to life. The conference will be 2.5 days of speakers, panels, live podcast recordings, and social gatherings. We're planning a couple of keynote sessions, pulling together speakers who can help you tackle your biggest problems, which, according to our surveys, are time management and marketing. We're curating a couple of creative workshops for learning something new and fun, and making a regular thing out of one of the coolest things we've done to date, a boss parade. Now, I want to talk just a second about that boss parade, because that was one of my crazier ideas that I had once for one of our boss vacations, and it came to life, and I am so glad that it did, because we know a simple fact. Bosses struggle with celebrating themselves, and the parade is how we give you the time to do something crazy fun, like wear a wig and a sequin jumpsuit, and celebrate your hard work. The last time we did this, it was the most fun I have ever had, and our bosses agreed. Now, years later, every time I hang out with one of those parade bosses, it's pretty much all we can talk about. And everyone felt kind of crazy about doing it, but everyone loved it during and after. And you can trust that I did feel kind of weird putting on a sequin jumpsuit, but it was the most liberated that I have ever felt. Everyone should wear a glitter jumpsuit at least once in their lives. And for any of you who have been around for a while, you may be asking yourself, how is the conference any different from the vacations? We have always positioned our Being Boss vacations as not conferences. These are getaways for your business to explore a new place with folks that you can talk business with. They are content light and heavy on the fun and free time. But the Being Boss conference is actually a conference. It is heavy on the content and light on the free time, though you can totally bet on there being plenty of fun. So, we're hosting a conference. It's going down in New Orleans on April 19th, 20th, and 21st, 2020. You can head over to beingboss.club/conference to learn more and snag your tickets, and you totally get extra points if you pull in a business bestie to come along with you. It's going to be a blast. Now, that's the offline component. What about online? Well, we're launching one of those too. The new Being Boss community is a place that we have created to first and foremost connect you to each other, both across the world and with those who are geographically close to you as well. You can connect, ask questions, share your experiences, and find the help you need. You can also access exclusive content and something we're super excited about, an area called the Classifieds. If we had a dollar for every time a boss came to us for recommendations for a graphic designer or a podcast editor or a PR rep, in this space, you can sell what you do and find someone to help you do your thing too. The new Being Boss community lives in a place that has the ease of use of a platform like Facebook, but without your uncle there in your feed making you angry because of his politics or whatever. And we've set it up to be an asset to your business, not a distraction. And because we love being a little extra, we're giving you options for how involved you would like to be. First, there's simply the community, with access to everyone and something we're calling the Monday Meetup, a specific time that we're all joining in to have a Monday melding of the minds to start off our week. Plus, I'm bringing back the Making a Business podcast, following my journey at Almanac Supply Co., which is extra popular amongst you maker and retailer businesses, and it will be published exclusively in the Being Boss community. Next up, we've also brought back the Being Boss Clubhouse. Clubhouse members can access a bit more content like First Friday CEO check-ins to make sure you're being the boss of your business, and dive into new moon intention setting practices with all the bosses. And then finally, we have what we're calling the C-suite, a group of a limited number of bosses who are committed to taking it to the next level with help from us and each other, with monthly co-working hours hosted by a member of the Being Boss team and quarterly Q&A calls with me, where I'm making myself available to offer my own boss guidance. In this space, we are dedicated to supporting you in meeting your goals and are committed to helping you connect with the people and resources that you need to succeed. You can find out more about that at beingboss.club/community. So now let's talk about bringing the online and offline together. When you join the community, you'll find groups for many of our live events, like past vacations and our upcoming conference, giving you a place to plan your upcoming Being Boss trips with those who are attending and stay connected when an event has come and gone. So there you have it. After years of testing and changing, chatting with you, listening to you, traveling with you, growing with you, we're showing up for the next phase of Being Boss, and it's all about you. So if you're looking to be a part of our community and access each other, come check out the community. And if you're looking to escape the day-to-day, hug some boss pals in real life, and get a mass infusion of business-building content in a few days in a city that we love, check out the Being Boss conference. You can find links to both of those things in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you in at least one of those places really soon. Cheers.